another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily rolls along here. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast. All things Kansas State athletics right here in cold, cold Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, I said cold. Folks, let's record this once again on this Tuesday. Another busy day for the podcast on the 15th of November, 2022. And now we focus a little bit here on women's basketball, and in particularly G-Squared. Gabby Gregor was named yesterday Big 12 Player of the Week. Not newcomer, Player of the Week. Of course, she's new to K-State, but Player of the Week there with her efforts. Last week, K-State senior Gabby Gregory collected the Big 12 Player of the Week honors for the first time in her collegiate career after playing in just 18 games without a start back in 2020. Excuse me again. 2021-22 at OU, mostly due to injury. Gregory completed her first week with the Wildcats with a pair of starts and 31 minutes game per game played. She averaged 22 points per contest on exactly 50% shooting from the field, including 40% from downtown, 90% effort from the free throw line, 8 rebounds a game, and 2.5 assists. Her 44 points in between the first two games of Central Arkansas and Wisconsin victories are the most by a Wildcat in the first two games in the purple and white against Central Arkansas. Gregory put down a game-high 19 points, 7-11 shooting, and pulled in 7 rebounds and handed out 3 assists as well. Her 19 points were the most in a K-State debut since Kaylee Page, who put down 21. The all-forgotten Kaylee Page there back in 2015 in November, by the way, as well. And then, of course, Wisconsin, the Brew City Battle. Gabby Gregory's senior leadership, once again, rallied K-State back from 13 down in the first quarter. I promise you, I'm feeling good. I said it all week long. It's better than last week. They were down 13 in the first quarter. And, of course, to claim the women's basketball program's 1,000th win in program history with a game-high 25 points, 7 of 17 from shooting, including knocking down 4 threes from downtown. Perfect from the line, 7 of 7. She also put down, grabbed 9 rebounds and handed out 2 assists as well. 25-point performance by Gabby marked her highest scoring performance since notching 27 against TCU back in 2021 last year in the month of March as Oklahoma Sooner. This was Gregory's first career game with at least 25 points and 9 or more rebounds. My goodness. And yeah, you see it already. The last, several weeks on this podcast, in particular, well, last week, Gabby Gregory is showing you why, when healthy, she's one of the best, probably one of the top players. I might not go that far, but yeah, she's one of the better players, if not top, at least top 10 or maybe top 8 in the Big 12 right now. If you're getting that production there, now, again, I wish a healthy Oka Lee was there because the offense that you're seeing, obviously, you're seeing the ball going to basket now, and that's in particularly with G-Squared. And let's not forget about S-Squared as well, Serena Sandell, who put out a good line against Wisconsin the last time the women's basketball team played against Wisconsin in the Brew City Battle there as well. She also hit double digits as well. So wanted to mention that as well here. Gabby Gregory, Big 12 Player of the Week. And she'll have to task her Serena, Jalen Glenn, and the rest of the crew will try to keep up with Caitlin Clark and the number 4th team ranked Iowa Hawkeyes coming to Bramage on Thursday night. That is the second game of a doubleheader. So huge game coming up for Jeff Mini. What is Jeff Mini going to do scheme up defensive-wise? So see what happens there as well. So Gabby Gregory making an instant impact right away. Before the year even started, I keep bragging on this, and I'll brag again I was very, very bullish on her. We got a girl who scored a basketball veteran who's been around the block, and I wasn't aware that she was kind of up and down in injury tent in that season until learning more about that. But it's great to see her, Gabby, being healthy as she is, and let's hope that she can continue to build off her hot start. We're going to need that shooting against Caitlin Clark and those girls over there at Iowa for sure. But congratulations to Gabby Gregory, name back on yesterday as we sit here, wrap up this podcast, Big 12 Player of the Week in Women's Basketball, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast, and I probably should say in the Big 12 Conference, just to let you know that. By the way, the Pearl Project Podcast, if you're not subscribed already, what you waiting for? Get it? Hop on this board. Hop on this train right now before the calendar year ends and turns it into 2023. We got a month and a half left remaining here in 2022 already. Man, this has been something here. K-State Athletics is heating up. I know it's getting cooler outside. Hard to get up in the mornings. But, hey, we got to put this work in, folks. So, there's that as well. So, looking forward to this doubleheader on Thursday, like I've been saying all week, with basketball, football in action on Saturday. An important game now. Important games. You want to play important games in November? That's where K-State football is right now around Thanksgiving as well. And, of course, the volleyball team close to wrapping up the regular season as well. So there is that. And the latest update on that as well. The Pro Project Podcast. And if you have any questions K-State related, you can find me on Twitter. You can DM me on Twitter. And maybe you might be on the show with your question. We definitely need to start doing this a little more than I want to. At Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle. I've been foolish to forget my Twitter handle for whatever reason. But again, my Twitter handle, any questions about K-State Athletics, you can be on the next Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. Find me at Eddie_EG3. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on.